Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mintwave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
Welcome to the show. Now, today we're going to dive deep into the world of podcasting strategy, debunking some myths, and uncovering the keys to creating a successful show. Whether you're just starting to explore the idea of podcasting or you're already knee deep in production, this podcast is your go-to resource for mastering the art of podcasting. So grab your headphones and let's get started. Let's start with a surprising statistic. Did you know that 90% of podcasters don't make it past 3 episodes? 90%. And then 90% of those who do make it past 3 episodes don't make it past 20. Now, that's a staggering number. And this is also true for myself when I launched my podcast network. But what does it really mean? Because a lot of people will hear that statistic and think that it's not even worth starting one. Whereas others may see that as an opportunity to dig a bit deeper and ask the right questions to uncover the underlying issues. Now, as I've said, I'm more than aware of this statistic. I was so excited to launch my podcast network, Raising Vibrations, on Podbean. You know, I thought I was doing it enough by providing a platform for the coaches and experts to get their message out there. But not only did some stop after 3 episodes, others didn't even start. And then many of my hosts did not renew after their first year. So I totally get it. This statistic is very true. So we needed to look at why this was happening and fix it, which is why we've created this implementation course to cover the 3 areas for a successful podcast launch. That includes the setup phase, post-production phase, and the podcast promotion phase. You know, after nearly 3.5 years of podcasting, I now understand that when set up correctly, this can actually give you back your time whilst having fun and scaling your business too. But I didn't start out that way. And I know hindsight's a wonderful thing. But throughout this journey, I've met a lot of people. I've learned a ton of strategies and tools that I didn't have when I started out. So today, we're going to explore why so many podcasters fall short and how you can avoid being in another statistic. One common misconception about podcasting is the idea that it's an easy way to reach a wider audience. Build it and they will come. Well, if only it were that easy, huh? The idea is sold on the fact that it's easy to start, which it is. You just need a mic, headphones. But there's a little bit more to it than speaking into a mic. The reality is a little bit different to that. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a great way to grow your audience and build influence within your audience so that you can sell without selling. And when you create the right content that gives value to the listener and clearly demonstrates how you can help your target audience solve a specific problem, then you will attract clients. Now, if you're in business for the long term, then it's definitely worth considering. It's a great way for your audience to feel like they're getting to know you. And I mean the real you, the authentic you. And you will attract your tribe, as it were, because the ones that don't resonate will not be tuning in anyway. But if you're looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, then it's not for you, because podcasting is a marathon and not a sprint. So if you have the patience to produce at least a few dozen episodes before you start seeing a return, then it's worth looking into and devising your strategy. But there isn't a one size fits all. So making sure that you're prepped in advance rather than launching and doing it on a fly, which I think that's what so many were doing. And then what happens is that you reach burnout and it becomes a liability rather than the asset that it actually is. Now, despite the challenges, I'm not trying to put you off, but podcasting offers a massive amount of benefits that make it such a valuable tool for building trust and gaining access to new opportunities. But it's all in the prep. As I've said, there are three stages. You have the setup and launch phase, you've got the post-production phase, and then you have the podcast promotion phase. You may be thinking, oh, it sounds like a lot of work, but here's the thing. Eventually, as I've said, it will give you back your time. It will scale your business if done correctly. And it is the most fun, in my personal opinion, of driving your business. But look, let's be realistic. Unless you're a celebrity or you have lots and lots of connections and your name is recognized, or you have an enormous ad budget. And when I say an enormous budget, I'm talking about in the high six figures, or you're just naturally lucky, then you need to have a complete strategy to get this off the ground. But just like learning anything in life, everyone starts out unconsciously incompetent. They don't know what they don't know. So they may launch a podcast, and as you've heard, three episodes in, 90% have quit. Why? Because they've just become consciously incompetent. They're doing it on the fly. The weeks are going by really quickly. They're busy doing other stuff and it's become a liability. But if you have the strategy in place and you've prepped in advance, you soon will become consciously competent. You may not have your time back yet, because yes, there's a lot of work involved, but you can start to see your pipeline filling. And if you just make a commitment to completion, you will eventually become unconsciously competent, which is where the magic lies. This is where you're in the habit of doing all the things that need to be done. You've stopped wasting your time doing all the other things that you think you should be doing, and you're allowing your podcast to do the heavy lifting for you. And that's a great place to be. It is fun and it does work, because podcasting can serve as a very powerful vehicle for building trust within your audience, because it's intimate and it's immersive. So today we're just going to look at the setup phase first. Your podcast wants to be in alignment with your vision and purpose. So your podcast title can actually articulate what it is you do so that it's crystal clear to the listener what they're going to learn or what kind of transformation that they can expect if they were to work with you. So what will be the structure of your podcast be like? Will you just do interviews with other experts or previous clients, or will you add in some solo episodes that put you up as the expert in your field? So having a plan is going to help you avoid burnout. And as I've said, the weeks go by really quickly. And so we really advise mapping out at least 12 weeks in advance before you even launch, so that you don't suffer with overwhelm and you can prep everything in advance so you do get your time back. Podcasting can open doors to high value connections and collaborations. You never know who you're going to meet on this journey. And it really is all about building relationships rather than having everything being transactional. So the truth is that launching a podcast, yes, it does require a significant investment of time, energy, and resources, from planning, production to promotion and distribution. There is a lot that goes into creating a successful show, because, you know, when you've prepped your episodes 12 weeks in advance, you've still got to find the right guests. You know, there's booking logistics that have to be arranged. Do you have a process in place for getting guests booked in on your calendar, for starters, and getting the information that you need from them in advance? And then you need to prep your guests in advance so that they are clear about your process, not just about the recording of the show, but what happens afterwards, what happens when it airs, what's expected of them. Are you going to provide assets for promotion? And then, of course, the interview has to be researched, planned, outlined. Do you have a structure in place of how your podcast is going to flow? You know, all of that needs to be done before the actual recording. And then, of course, setting up your channel, designing the graphics for your podcast thumbnail, the cover art, individual episode art. What about your intros and outros? Will there be background music? Will you do the recording yourself? Or will you get a professional voiceover artist involved? And then setting up the podcast feed and submitting it to, how many podcast platforms are there anyway? So it may sound I'm trying to put you off, but I'm not. I'm just trying to explain that if you want a successful show, then creating it with the end in mind rather than doing it on the fly and becoming a statistic, it's so important to have a strategy in place. And aligning your podcast and effort with your overall strategy for your business to maximize your return on investment. So what does it take to create a winning podcast? I'm not even sure I know the answer. There are so many different niches, so many different audiences. There's something for everyone. What I do know is that anybody in business would benefit from having a podcast. Podcasters are trusted. And the youngsters are pulling away from TV. There's almost a 50-50 split these days for 18 to 34-year-olds as to whether they're watching TV or listening to a podcast. So if you're going to get in on the action, now is the time. So should you start a podcast? It's really a question that needs a lot of consideration. We can help you evaluate whether podcasting is the right move for you based on your goals, resources, and commitment. Whether you're looking to connect with influencers, whether you're looking to expand your network or share your expertise, we can help you weigh the pros and cons and make an informed decision. Yes, you'll need to hone your hosting skills, to craft compelling angle and format. We can show you how to create a podcast that resonates with your audience and stands out from the crowd. Plus, we can discuss the importance of strategy and how to ensure your podcast aligns with your goals and objectives. So, short episode today. We will cover some of the other parts of having a successful podcast in future episodes. But remember that launching a podcast is not a decision to be taken lightly. It requires dedication, perseverance, and a willingness to learn and adapt. But with the right strategy and mindset, you can create a podcast that makes a meaningful impact and achieves your goals. So if you're ready to embark on your podcasting journey, then we are here to support you every step of the way. We can take you through not just the setup and launch, but also around the recording, editing, equipment needed, creating compelling show notes, and of course, growing and monetizing your asset. So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, I will have a fellow podcaster as a guest who's doing amazing things within his community. So hit the subscribe button so that you get a notification when it hits. And if you want to discuss the possibility of you launching a podcast, then it's really simple. Go to the website, podcastprofitsunleashed.com, and book an appointment. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.